Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Hello, everyone. Jesus Christ is Lord. Living through some exciting times. We know what's going on in Israel. I'm not going to pick any sides. I'm going to pick the side of Jesus. Something smells really fishy to me. Israel, some say maybe the best technological army in the world. Some say that, at least number three. And they allow 1,000 people to cross on a border that's only 25 miles wide. Estimates of 1,000 people with some tanks and some bulldozers. And yet the reaction time is hours, not minutes. If I was pulled over at the on the highway, anywhere, more than likely United States, and it was found out I had a gun, there'd probably be 15 cops there within minutes. And honestly, with about 20 or 30 soldiers with machine guns, in a matter of minutes, that whole situation may have been dealt with right there at the border before anything took place. But, of course, that's just an opinion of mine. All I can go by is the information they give us, and we're living in the days of deception and lies. So don't jump too quick to anything you see or hear. Meditate on it all, and thank goodness we have the Word of God that's true. Because if the foundations are destroyed, what are the righteous to do? And the foundation of truth has been destroyed. Therefore, when you try to live a righteous life based on what you see and hear in this world, you're going to do a lot of head scratching, a lot of assuming, and you might fall into a lot of mistakes. However, all this talk about Jerusalem has gotten to, it's gotten into my soul, and I'm thinking about it, praying about it. And I know the people of Jerusalem, for the most part, hate Christians. Yes, believe it or not, they hate Christians. Now, they like Christians for the money. They like Christians for the funds. But they think Jesus was a heathen. Jesus is not the Messiah. And they think evil of Jesus. The normal Jew, the practicing Jew. Now, of course, you're going to get those who could care less about anything. And you're going to get a small, very small, of Messianic Jews that have come to realize Jesus Christ is their Savior. Very small, less than 1 out of 100. So let's not fall into that fairy tale of that Israel's a Christian-loving nation and everything's fine. Not at all. Not when it comes to the Jesus of salvation. Not when it comes to the Word of God becoming flesh. Not when it comes to Jesus coming down, dying on a cross for our sins. Not at all. Actually, we're told to pray for the Jews that they converted, be converted. We're also told to pray for a pygmy in Africa that needs to be converted. In other words, now under the new covenant, there's only two, people that are saved and people that are not saved. And as far as I'm concerned, there's only two geographic areas also. The geographic area that we live on right now in the new geographic area called the New Jerusalem, which is above according to the Word of God. Yes, we see things manifesting. Yes, we see things going on. Yes, God told us He'll tell us stories in nature. He'll tell us stories in the sky. There'll be signs. There'll be wonders. Yes, I get all of that. However, that's not going to get my feet off the foundation of that I was a sinner bound for hell, and a bullet was coming at me, a train was ready to run over me, and the Savior, the plan of salvation through God the Father, was to put His Word, so His Word can never be separated from Him, put His Word in the form of flesh, and dwelt amongst us and died on a cross. And how beautiful is that? But it got me thinking about the covenant. What a covenant is a contract. The covenant with the first Jews and then the covenant with us now. Let's read a little bit about this. It's in the book of Hebrews. You know, the word covenant is mentioned hundreds of times, I believe, but hardly any in the New Testament. Not much in the New Testament covenant. But it is mentioned here in Hebrews, chapter 8, verse 7. It says, "But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry By how much also is he the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. In other words, the covenant that the Jews were under, the covenant that you are no longer under. You don't need a temple being built, Christian. You don't care about any red heifer. What do you care? You had Jesus die on a cross and spill his blood for you. Don't go backwards. Don't start looking for all these things. These are lies and deceptions. Remember, the Jews are waiting for a second Messiah. If the Antichrist comes, there's a good chance they'll say he's the one. The Messiah has already come. Yes, his name was Jesus Christ. And here we're told about the different covenants. A better covenant came with Christ. It's no longer a covenant of actual lambs and goats. It's no longer a covenant of solemn days and feast days and holy days and new moons and Sabbath moons. No, today is the day of salvation. The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God does not come by observation. It's a finished work at the cross, and you can't add to it. All you could do is follow the conviction of the Holy Ghost that was given to you because of that covenant. For that first covenant had been faultless, and should no place have been sought for the second. Now, the author of Hebrews is going to go into the Old Testament. For finding fault with them, he said, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." That's us, gang. We're part of it now. "Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt." The first covenant, they were led literally out of Egypt. Second covenant, you are reborn through the Holy Ghost and you come out of the world system. And now your rock is on spiritual rock, not rock that's going to dissolve and end with this world system. "Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days." He's going to tell his people here, this is the Old Testament. I'm reading in the book of Zechariah 8:8. I'm reading in Jeremiah 31:33. You are under a new covenant, Christian. Don't get confused. Don't be bewitched like Paul had to tell the Galatian church, of getting caught in feast days or circumcisions, etc. like that. You don't even need any rituals. You don't even need any traditions. Now, if you want to do them, I guess they're fine. But remember, your communion is with the Spirit of God. Your baptism now comes from Jesus Christ, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost that lives inside of you. All rituals, all traditions, all feast days, all holidays were done away in the simplicity of Christ at the cross. No more old covenant whatsoever. It's a new one. And this is where he puts the old covenant. And he's telling this in the book of Hebrews, referring to the Old Testament. "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind. I will write them on their hearts. And I will be their a God, and they shall be my people." Gang, when you got reborn, you got a new conscience. This is exactly what he's telling us. When you were saved from above, this is what took place. You don't have to go through to a priest. You don't have to go through a prophet. You don't have to go through anything now. The word of God, simply submit yourself to God. Fall on your knees. Repent for your sins. Yell out for his mercy. "It's not his will that any should perish." But if you're hearing this word, listen to me. It's a new covenant that comes and lives within you. I don't care if you're driving down the street, hanging wallpaper. I don't care if you're hanging drywall, roofing, on a delivery truck. Jesus is right there, ready to come into your heart. And he'll start giving you a conscience. He'll start convicting of you of your sins. I'll read it again. "I will put my laws in their mind." I will put my laws in their mind. The laws. The two commandments, where everything is hung on, all 66 books. 66 books was the old covenant. Two laws are now the new covenant that are written in your minds and hearts. Love God above everything and love your neighbor as yourself. You aren't going to want to commit adultery if you love your neighbor. You're going to want to stay pure for the Lord Jesus Christ. If you love yourself or your neighbor, you're not going to abuse women. You're not going to abuse your temple with drunkenness and pharmaceuticals and just destroy yourself. You're going to have a sound mind through Christ. You're not going to elevate anxiety or tension or nervousness. Yes, you're going to take care of yourself through Christ that writes his laws now in your heart. Let me continue. And I will write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And here we go. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me from the least to the greatest. You know, when you come to realization, when you get reborn, all of a sudden you know there's a God. I don't need anybody to teach me. Matter of fact, I don't think anybody could teach me. You know what I mean? The initial salvation where the seed springs out of the ground. That salvation comes from above, people. It doesn't come from a person. And that's what Christ is telling us here. He's summing up the experience of being reborn, just like he told Nicodemus, Jesus did, right here in the book of Hebrews. Chapter 8, verse 7 and 8. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Gang, you have an abortion? Who's ever out there? Have you committed adultery on your wife? Have you cheated, stolen? Have you been just a nasty human being? Have you been unkind? Have you been greedy, covetousness? Has sin tried to attack your guilt and consciousness your whole life? Listen, let me read it. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness. In other words, he'll be forgiving to you even though you don't deserve it. He will forgive you. Put your sins at the cross and don't look back. You're a new creation. The old man has died. Yes, don't be harboring your old sins. Don't even discuss your own sins. Don't bring them up. That they came from a man, a woman who is dead now and buried. Would you go to a cemetery right now and start looking up the dead people and seeing what kind of bad things they ever did? You could care less because they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with you now. When you choose Christ, you become a new creation. All things become new in Christ Jesus. It's a wonderful story, gang. You are part of the new covenant. You don't have to have hang-ups with any rituals, with any traditions. You don't have to do any crazy handshakes. You don't have to join any crazy clubs. Confess your sins. Let the Holy Ghost come in. Walk in righteousness to him. Stay in the fight. Endure to the end. The Holy Spirit will live in you. It's a promise. Now, and in here, and he, that's new covenant, he hath made. The first was old, but now that which decays and wax old is ready to vanish away. Man, that is beautiful, gang. God bless every single one of you. Jesus Christ is Lord.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.com. .org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.